Dit is een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en live radio, check kink.nl. Kink. Alternative Rock Radio. In heel Nederland via DAB+.
Kink. Hello, I'm Russell Leach.
And I'm Elliot Williams.
And you're listening to The After Party on Kink.
I want you to realize. Als het gaat om het podium, zijn ze op dit moment een klein beetje gone. Daar zijn ze net vanaf gehaald van het podium in AFAS Live, waar de band 2 avonden op rij speelt, uitverkocht. Kink presents Editors in AFAS Live. Vandaag dus 5 maart, morgen 6 maart nog een nieuwe show. Hey, welkom bij Kink. Hier hoor je 24 uur per dag de beste alternative rock. Dat betekent dat we houden van de muziek van Editors. Je hoorde ze net al met An End Has a Start live op Rock Werchter 2023... Sugar heb je al gehoord. Ja, het is hier een bijzondere dag, want de hele dag staat Jim al gehyped op kantoor. Die had namelijk de eer om richting AFAS Live te gaan vanavond om de band uitgebreid te spreken als ze net van het podium waren. Dus volgens mij, ik heb Jim net al een klein beetje gesproken, de lijntjes liggen. Laten we maar gaan richting AFAS Live voor de eerste officiële Editors Afterparty hier bij Kink. Jim, let's go!
Kink. Welcome to the Editors After Party. You just had a show in AFAS Live.
Yeah.
Well, since you're radio hosts now, I think it would be best to introduce yourselves as hosts of this show.
Hello, I am Russell.
Hello, and I am Elliot.
And we are some of Editors.
What's the first thing that you guys actually do after a show? I'm presuming it's not always doing an after party radio show.
Well, this first show, it's my birthday.
Oh,
so,
congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did I not know?
That's okay.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. You should have checked my bloody Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's Russell's birthday, so...
Oh, man.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So we're going to... It's a better after party than it usually is.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, we have some friends here tonight, so that is actually a proper after party, which is good.
It's like a very special evening.
So, yeah, probably the future me now is having a beer.
Yeah.
And maybe a shot of something.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the next song is something that you guys wanted to play on the radio. It's a song written for the movie The Crow.
Yes.
And it's, you know, music by you guys have been used in movies and TV shows alike. But would there be a movie or a series that you would love to make a song for?
Good question.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Oh, that would fit so perfectly.
It would be good. But I mean, you know, are the kids going to grow up until 2005?
Yeah. They make like a sequel series.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm of course talking about The Cure and Burn, which was made for The Crow. What makes this song powerful to you?
I just really like this tune. I mean, The Cure are my favourite band, and we've been very fortunate to play with them a few times now, which has been amazing. And I think on that tour when we played with them, they were playing this song a lot. And I'd not seen them play it before, but it is a brilliant song. And kind of Robert starts with like pan pipes and things, which is quite funny. But yeah, it's a great track.
So I'm here, of course, with Elliot and Russell from Editors. Next up is Munich. What's the best part about playing Munich live?
It's one of our, I don't know, biggest hits, I guess. So
yeah, I think, you know, it's been around for a long time. So a song like that, because it is such a big part of the set and a big moment for people, it kind of gets refreshed every year and it kind of becomes, I guess, not your song. I mean, I didn't even write that one, so I can't take claim, but they are like adopted children slightly. And I think Munich kind of feels like it is a people's song now.
I remember we did it, myself, Chris and Tom, in a lounge in Birmingham back in like 2003. And we played it acoustically and we just had the three parts and just we played it as the song acoustically and it just worked so well. And you just knew straight off the bat that it was like, that was a winner.
overal luisteren naar Kink? Download de gratis Kink-app op kink.nl/app. I'm on watch you. So close your eyes and get some rest. I'm here to watch your heart. It's been faulty from the start. I'm the rift in your chest. I'm not an angel. I never mean to make you cry. Jumping through my hoops with dissension in the truce and a smile and a sigh. What's that over your shoulder? Fear of getting older. Stay. Your heart and from the phone book. It don't matter to me. I'm an apple, you're the tree. I won't fall when you're shook. What's that over your shoulder? Fear of getting old.
From what I understand, this song, Phone Book, from Editors, of course, only took a few takes to record.
Yeah.
It's almost like playing it live, but in the studio, right?
Yeah, I mean...
We did basically play it live in the studio.
It's pretty much as it is.
Yeah, I mean, that I think we're all kind of very fondly looking back at that period of time now, which was 2013.
So it's 10 years, and it's 10 years since Elliot and Justin came in from when Chris departed, and it was Nashville was a great time, and we always love American records and American sounding records. And some of the songs I play tonight, there are, you know, the American road trip, you know, Creedence Clearwater. And, you know, we do have a sense of that sometimes that we can, you know, dip into.
You mentioned Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is the next song that we're going to play. We'll Stop the Rain. I was actually kind of asking myself, is that like a reference to English weather?
I'm clairvoyant.
But it's more, so it's more like the American influence there.
Yeah, totally. I just love those, the sound of those records, you know, just people playing and, you know, great voice, great guitar tones. Simple things done well.
Gotta learn to be thankful. for an answer was the hardest thing to hear. So strung out, eclipsed by shivers, Molly coddled and sincere. It's a lonely life, a long and lonely life. Stay with me and be your ghost tonight. Be your ghost tonight.
So I'm here with editors, I'm here with Russell and with Elliot, two members of this fantastic band. You played Avos Live tonight. Mm. Are you, have you calmed down a bit already?
I'm getting there. Yeah. Just about.
And this would probably help. You just heard the song Cold, which you played at the Down the Rabbit Hole Festival 5 years ago. And there are many versions of this song. There's, of course, like the studio album version. Mm. There's also a version produced by your bandmate, Blank Mass.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is like a very separate tone. And we just heard the acoustic version played live. So what is it about this song that makes it so flexible that you can have so many different versions of it?
I think it's just it is a great song, and I think particularly when you know, I think that was the first time that we even tried it in an acoustic style at Down the Rabbit Hole, and you know that was a great festival and such a special moment when all the crowd just kind of started singing the hook along with us, which was kind of unexpected. But yeah, it was a really beautiful moment.
You know, the songs like that and the songs like Nothing, very different from the album version. The live version, you know, it's just a live thing.
And this is, of course, your after party. It's your birthday party.
Yeah, it's man!
Russell's birthday party.
Let's get fucked up.
And one of the songs that you requested we play on Kink is the Sundays, a song by the Sundays called Goodbye, which is kind of a moody song, right?
Yeah. I've really gotten into the Sundays over the last few years. They're kind of a band that, I was too young and I missed them. But in terms of, you know, those kind of indie records that have gone on to define stuff. I think they've been overlooked and overshadowed. So, yeah, I love this record that it's the album that it's from as well.
But first we're going to play a banger of a song. One about, is it the creator or the creature? Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing song.
Thanks. Thank you.
Like a monster with me. Like a boss, this goes. has to change, then it always does. You don't need this disease, not right now. No, you don't need this disease, not right now. Oh, you don't need this disease, 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 you don't need this disease. If something has to give, then it always will. If something has to give, then it always will. You don't need this disease, not right now. No, you don't need this disease, not right now. No, no, not right now.
Bullets, editors bij Kink in de editors after party. I'm in the dressing room with Elliot and Russell. We're having an amazing time here. So there's one song left in this after party. After that, you can finally enjoy your birthday properly.
Thank you.
Text in to ask, wish Russell a happy birthday. I'll give his number out in a minute.
So for tonight, there's one song left, and it's one of my favorite editors tracks. The title alone is brilliant. It's Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors. What's your take on the song?
Yeah, it's one of those that just lives with people and has a meaning, and you know, it's the imagery is just so striking with the lyric that it's hard not to get. And we've been playing that last recently, and it's starting to have its own kind of moment again. Yeah, it's funny how some songs, because you get a little tired, like, you know, playing the songs that you have to have in the set. But then to have a bit of, I don't know, finesse, or just have a, you know, have a play around with it, we're just playing it a little bit differently, and we're enjoying it, enjoying it.
It's a bit of a surprise in the set at the moment, but I think from an audience perspective, it's it becomes quite intimate and emotional, as well as the grandeur of the song that, you know, everyone knows and loves. So yeah, it's become a special moment on this tour.
So before we play it, have a good night. And I'll see you guys tomorrow, because there's
tomorrow,
another after party
tomorrow.
Come on.
We go again.
Bedankt voor het luisteren naar deze Kink-podcast. Abonneer je op deze podcast via de Kink-app en wees altijd op de hoogte.